The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 12, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
So, here is one condemnation that Toskara, Sivaka and Bonik. Similarly, there is another verse in Bhagavad Gita, Triya Vaishyas Tatha Sudra. So, the Sudra quality, Bonik quality, they are very backwards. So here it is said, Sneho Pasoi Virai Baddha. Professor Marshall, he has given reason for economic development, the family affection. Unless one has got family affection, he is not interested in money. So therefore I sometimes say that these hippies, they are little advanced because they have no affection for family and they don't have affection for money also. This is in the other way, these are good qualifications. No interest, no affection. Everyone is working on account of family affairs. Sneha Pasi, he has got wife, children, and he requires money to make the family happy. So, and for maintaining the family, he requires money. Atha griha chetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam. This world is going on, this material world, going on the principle of sense gratification. Pungshang sriya mithuni bhavam. Everyone is hankering after sex life, man and woman. This is the beginning of material life. In the Vaikuntha loka, there are thousand times beautiful women and thousand times strong men, but there is no sex desire. This is Vaikuntha life. Here in this material world, as soon as there is strong man, as soon as there is a beautiful woman, then there is sex impulse. In the Vaikuntha world, there is no such thing. Because they are so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness that sex life is very insignificant. There is no sex life in the Vaikuntha. But in this material world, this sex life is the basic principle of pleasure. Pungshang sriya mithuni bhava mithat tayur mitho hridayaganti mahu atagrihat chetra sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam aham mameti. So, when they are united, then the attraction for man or attraction for woman becomes very, very strong, then he requires griha, apartment, home, then he requires field, land, because land is the means of livelihood, atha griha kshetra, then children, then friends. In this way he becomes implicated. Mohaya. These things are not required. But out of illusion he is thinking that these things will give me protection, life and pleasure. That is explained in the previous verse. Sneho pasui dhira baddham. He becomes too much entangled and captivated by this family affection. So therefore, in the Vedic civilization, from the very beginning of life, the brahmachari is educated not to be attracted by family life, very strictly. Even though he is educated, so if he is found unable, then he is allowed to marry. That also not for many years, to remain in the household life for 25 years, then compulsory, separation, panchasuddham panam brajat. Then when the mind is settled up, he is awarded sannyas. This is the system. So, on account of this deep affection for maintaining family, everyone is risking life. The example is given here that Taskara, there are many professional thieves. Every country, in India also, they are family men. Not that loafers, but their business is to steal. The business is to see. Why? They steal, they know it is risky. He has heard it that if you steal, you will be arrested, you will be put into jail. Knowledge is gathered by hearing and by seeing. In Hindi it is called dekha suna. Dekha bhi hai, suna bhi hai. But have you seen or heard it? That is experience. So thief knows, he has heard it from law books that stealing is not good, and from religious scripture also that it is sinful. Do not commit theft, do not become criminal. But if he does, as he reads Bhagavad, at night he goes to the house of this man and lives his life. Especially in Western countries, there is fire guns, trespassers, even without permission, if anyone enters anyone's house, he can kill him. He did not kill him in your country, trespassers. Even in the use of life, but he has entered the house, but still. And why kill him? The family of him. That is the impetus for economic development. The professor master in economics, he has been in the country. And when from the economic development begins by family affairs or by sector. So, this earning money. There are so many smugglers, so many illicit businessmen, black market, they are risking their lives to get money. The purpose is when one becomes too much attached to having life and too much devoted to maintaining it, he doesn't care. He has to earn money somewhere or other. He will be.
Prakta, who is the light? First of all, Prakta, being. And the rest, Prakta, Sivaka. Sivaka, servant. He is in India, in the Sambhit state, where all the servants are, there are professional class of servants. We voluntarily serve them to the master.
Sir, I require 500 rupees, and if you advance me with 500 rupees, I shall remain lifelong your servant.
You see, families are all slaves, slave players. But you do have to kill. You advance the servant class, you do class. Nowadays, when I do 500, you advance 5,000. You don't need to kill. There is a human, there is an office. That you have to walk like that. And especially the professional soldiers. Nowadays, the economic activities are so variety. One of our disciples' sons, he has accepted the service of a diver. He enters into the ocean. This is his service. Sometimes they accept the service of coming down from the aeroplane, parachute, what is called? Parachute. Fall down. They are pushed from 3 miles up. These are all risky things. At any moment, of course, any moment there is death, that's a fact. But people voluntarily accept these kind of services. For what purpose? For getting money. And what for money? For sense gratification. And where is the sense gratification in family? So actually, if one becomes too much attached to family life, and one has to become, this is the way, then he has to earn money by risking life. He has to earn money. Similarly, the Bonik mercantile community, they also risk imprisonment by so many illegal activities. Formerly, these classes of men were after money. The higher class, namely the Brahmana, Kshatriya, they were very the pious. They did not do anything for risking life for earning money. The Brahmana, they were trained up not to earn money, but to learn how to become self-controlled, sama, dhamma, sattam, how to speak truth or how to understand the absolute truth. Then cleanliness, samadhamma, sattam, saucham, titikka, how to become tolerant, arjava, simple, jnanam, fully aware of all kinds of knowledge, vijnanam, practical application of knowledge, then astikam. Astikam means to accept the authority of the Shastra, that is called Astika. That is theism. Theism means, just like Vedas, one who accepts the authority of Vedas, he is called Astik. And one who does not accept the authority of the Vedas, he is called Nastik. Astik and Nastik. According to Vedic civilization, one who does not follow the Vedic principle, he is called Nastik. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained about the Buddhist.
Buddhists, they do not believe in the Vedic injunction. Or the Muslims. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Vedana Maniya Buddha Koila Nasti. Buddhists are called Nastic, atheist. Why? Vedana Maniya. He does not believe in the Vedas. Ved namaniya buddha hoila nastik. Vedasraya nastikya bhav buddha kevadi. But a person, hypocrite, who accepts the Vedas, but he preaches atheism. Just like you are praying that sunyavadi, nirvishesha sunyavadi, paschata desh tarine. These two very dangerous positions, nirvishesha, and the Buddhists, they say there is no God, sunyavadi. Everything, at the end, everything is zero. You have got this body, when the body is finished, then everything becomes zero. Because they do not believe in the soul, not in God. There are many Nastic. Bhasibhutasya deha sakuta punaragamana bhavet. Body I see, it is burnt into ashes, where is life? There is no life, there is no soul. So this is Buddhava, Sunnava. Everything becomes zero. And the Vedasraya Nastikyavad, the Mayavadis, they do not say that there is no God, because in the Vedas there is God. So they do not say directly, but they say, yes, there is God, but He has no head, no leg, no hand. He cannot talk, He cannot eat. Then what remains? He is making zero, God is zero, by negative definition. He has no head, He has no hand, He has no leg. So both of them are zero, advocate of zero. But one directly says, no, there is no God. Everything is zero. And this Mayavadi, Nirvisheshvadi, they say the same thing, zero, but in a different way. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these Mayavadis, Jirovadis, they are more dangerous than this Buddha. Vedasraya Nastikya Bhava. All these Mayavadis, Sannyasis, they are very learned, but they will never accept that God has called. They say it is kalpana, it is imagination. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has designated them very, very dangerous, these Mayavadis. He has therefore strictly forbidden. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarbonash. If you hear this a Mayavadi speaking, then your future is doomed, you are finished. Because as soon as you have become infected with the Mayavad philosophy, it will take millions of years to come to the platform of devotional service. It is so dangerous. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarbonash. Sarbonash means everything is finished. When you become godless, or you think yourself as you are God, the Mayavadi do that. They accept God, Krishna, as God, but Krishna's body is Maya. He has assumed the form with a body which is created by Maya. Just like our body is created by Maya. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra rurhani maya. This body is given by the material nature at the direction of by the direction of Krishna. Because the nature is working by the direction of Krishna. Nature is not independent. Maya dhaksena prakriti suyate sa characharam. So Ishara Krishna as super soul is within the core of my heart, sitting with me. I am also within the heart. And I am desiring, and Krishna is fulfilling my desire. Matta smriti jnanam apoharancha. Smriti, Krishna gives a body, my dear living entity. He wanted to eat anything and everything without any discrimination. Now take this body of a hog. He can eat even stew. I give you the facility. Matta smriti jnana. Now here you have got this body, you stool, smriti jnana. In this way, we are going on, life after life. We are creating different types of body. This is called seasonal changes. Just like there is tree, and every season there are fruits. The fruits, they are undergoing six kinds of transformation. First of all, it is just like a small bud or flower, then grows into a green fruit, then it is ripened fruit, then there is seed, then it is completely ripened, then falls down and finishes. The fruit is going on, these six kinds of transformation, but the tree is standing. Similarly, as living entity, we are permanent. And according to our karma, fruitive result of our karma, we are getting different bodies. So I am steady as spirit soul. My bodies are changing, seasonal changes. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, na hannate hannamane sarire. Because the fruit is grown, stays for some time, then dwindles, then vanishes. That does not mean the tree is finished. This is a crude example. So this change of body is there on account of presence of the super soul. He is noting down. He doesn't require to note down, but he knows that this living entity wants this kind of facility. So, each and every body means a kind of facility for fulfilling our desires. So that desire is fulfilled by Krishna. He is within our heart. He has given full independence. Desire, whatever you desire, I will give you. Jīda thāmāṁ prapadyante tāṁ sathaiva bhajāmyam. So, for fulfilling our desires, in the morning we are talking on the street about desire. The desire cannot be stopped. If desire less, it is not possible, because we are living entity. We must have desires. But this kind of desires we are proposing, my Lord, give me a facility for fulfilling these desires. So that means you get a particular tribe. And these desires are generated on account of our different associations. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So if we associate with Satagun, then we get body like the demigods. Urdhaṁ gacchanti satyasthvāḥ. Madhye tisthanti rajasa. jaghanna gunavrittista adhogacchanti tamasa. In this way it is going, vasana. Therefore, we have to become vasana-less, without any vasana, means without any material desire. Vasana cannot. It is therefore not actually to make it null and void, but to make it purified. That is the aim of human life, to purify our desires. That purification is possible by Krishna consciousness. Sarvapadhi-vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. If you simply desire how to serve Krishna, then that is really desirelessness. Desirelessness means not to become without desire. You desire to serve Krishna, then this material desires will automatically finish. Sabai manak Krishna padar. So you fix up your mind at the lotus feet of Krishna, then non-Krishna desires will be finished. Sabai manak Krishna. Everything will be there. The hands will be there, the legs will be there, the eyes will be there, the ears will be there, everything will be there. But if you change your desire, they will be purified. It is not to make it null and void. No. The hand is there. But if you engage your hand in cleansing the temple, then you are transcendent. You are pure. If you walk to go to the temple, then a desire for walking will be spiritual. If you smell the flower offered to the deity, then your desire for smelling so many scented things will finish. If you eat prasadam, then your desire for going to the restaurant and making satisfaction of the tongue will be finished. Therefore, if we simply desire eating, sleeping, mating, everything, even mating also, if you desire that if I can beget a child, will be Krishna conscious, then you have sex life, others stop. If you take this responsibility that you will beget a child, will be Krishna conscious, you can produce thousands of children alone. Otherwise, don't become mother and father. This is sadhu. Don't be. Pita na sasad, janani na sasad. Namo chayadha samukuru. Why? That is the duty. Make your children Krishna conscious, then your duty is all right. Otherwise, don't become father and mother. So desireless means when we don't desire anything material, simply desire to serve Krishna, that is desirelessness. Sarvapadhi-vininmo. Then it is nirmo, purified. And what is the function of the purified senses? Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ucchati. There is no more material desires, none of your senses are engaged in anything except in Krishna's service, this is purified. And in that purified state, when your senses are purified by this way, then you can render service to Krishna. That service is accepted. Then patram pushpam phalam soyam jome bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnami. In that stage of transcendental position, there is bhakti. Anything you offer to Krishna, he'll eat with great relish. It's very nice. So desirelessness is not possible. Desire there will be. When we change our consciousness, desire is transferred for Krishna's service, that is perfect life. Thank you very much.